Well, this will probably be like no other Christmas message you ever heard. But and when I was sitting there yesterday after I got home from Chicago, so I sat and I just, what are you thinking about? But I said, just thinking about this. Whenever the angel of the Lord came to Mary and spoke to her about how she was going to give birth to a son, and I was thinking, how does that compare with where we're at today? And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a comparison of when the Lord spoke to Mary and she conceived and what we're going through today. Okay? So this is too critical of a time in this nation to give up. We're not, you know, God sent his son. What he sent his son to do? For God so loved the world that he gave his son to save it. Okay? So we know that to save the world, right? Okay. So there's only Luke 1, 26 through 38. And if you want to read it, Terry, you can, or I can read it here. Can you see it, or do you need Nicole to read it? Sit on that side. And in the New Testament, which is what I had it pulled up, it says, for God's word will never fail. Okay? Well, here's what Mary's response to Gabriel. It said, Lord, I'm the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. It says, then the angel left. And that's not in 38. We know that through this passage in the Bible, and I'm not going to talk about Jesus' birth today. We're going to do that Wednesday night. But what I'm talking about is when Jesus conceived. Because what this nation is up against right now is we need to conceive a godly nation. Okay? So we know that passage that Nicole read in the Bible is when Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb. And we can't help but to think about how this nation is in a time of conception. I mean, we need to conceive what God's Word says. And just like Mary, she said, well, how can that be? Because I'm but a virgin. I've never been with a man. I've never had sexual relations with a man. So how can that be? I mean, look at what's God's word spoke? America's greatest hour is yet to come. America will be. Well, how can that be? It don't look like there's any way possible. What are we going to do? Are we going to believe the word of the Lord? Or are we going to believe what it looks like? See, what would have happened if Mary would have focused on what I'm just diverging instead of on what God's word says. And I'm sure when Gabriel started talking to her, she had some unbelief, or she wouldn't say, but I've never been with a man. But anyway, God sent an angel to Mary. And Gabriel is an angel, okay? That was in the Old Testament before Jesus was born. So, and like the scripture, God won't do anything unless he reveals it to the prophet. So, I mean, Mary couldn't become Jesus and gave birth to his if he hadn't sent a message to Mary to receive it, okay? So Gabriel said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." God has sent his word to this nation. How many? Lord is with you. And the Lord from Gabriel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary." The angel told her, "You have found favor." We've heard that time and time again. America, God, our forefathers. Without America being a godly nation and a free nation, there's no hope in the world. Okay? So, when I read that, you know, you can say, you know, when the Lord said, "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "You found favor with God." I mean, we've had prophets tell us that, you know, don't be afraid. You know, stand firm. You know, only believe. I mean, and the devil is trying everything he can do to steal our hope. I mean, that the devil comes, what, immediately to try to steal the word. I mean, it's just like, for example, Terry didn't tell you this part, but whenever she told me the good report Friday, Saturday she woke up with some of the symptoms that she had had before. And we was talking about it, and I said, "Well, you know what that is." She said, "Yeah, the devil comes immediately trying to steal it." So whenever we step out in faith to receive, just think, do you think the devil, he didn't really know what was going on, but do you think he ever put any thoughts in Mary's little mind? How can you conceive a holy child? How can you conceive healing? How can you conceive a blessing? What have you done to deserve it? You don't deserve to be healed. You haven't done enough. You've got to do this or you've got to do that in order to receive it. All Mary had to do was believe. That's all we have to do. Mary, Terry and I was talking about this yesterday. Mary and Joseph did nothing in the natural to conceive Christ. It was all in the spiritual. It was all in faith. And that's the thing about us. When we receive things from God, we have to receive it by faith in the spirit realm. Okay? So, anyway, the angel told her, said, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be very great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors David." And just as the word of the Lord told Mary, don't be afraid. That's what he's telling this nation right now. God has sent Mary tonight. He has favored God. Because we've made a stand and we continue to stand. I mean, you talk about the giving 15. What's done? She's talked about the last 2 days, how the ecclesia of the church has warded off all the evilness that's come against us. So, and the Bible also says in Second Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves in ways, I will forgive their sins and restore their humbled themselves. I mean, how many times have we seen throughout this session? And you know, the neat part about it is because we've been able to see millions and or thousands and millions of people praying for this nation. So we know that we're not alone. And we got to take God's word, just like Gabriel told, said, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you'll conceive. Well, we got to believe that because we've humbled ourselves in prayer, healing's taking place in this nation. Okay? It's time for America and the body of Christ to conceive just as Mary did. We have to conceive a godly nation. And I was listening to Lance. He said, and I thought this was funny, he said, everyone's got a picture of Rachel. You know who Rachel was? She was Jacob, the one that Jacob seen that was so beautiful, you know, and he's told his Uncle Laban, said, I'll work for you for 7 years for Rachel. He worked for 7 years, and Laban snuck old Leah in there. And he said, here's what the body of Christ needs to remember. The lineage of Jesus come out of the ugly one, out of Leah. So what God's called you to do, you may walk through something, and the devil's going to do everything he can do to try to make it look ugly, like it ain't going to work. But Leah, she wasn't the prettiest one. I think she was a little cross-eyed from what they said. But she had a weak eye, they think. Yeah. But anyway, huh? But yeah, that's what she was, had a fruit. She, and that's what God's telling us. No matter how it may look right now, what God is doing in us, He's doing, and it's going to be fruitful. Okay, so many people wanted to, the elegant and it to look pretty and stuff. But the ugly one is the one that produced the lineage of the priest. Yeah. Levitical priest. Jesus, the tribe of Judah. So that's what we need to know is the devil, he's going to do everything he can try to do to try to think, well, that's really not what God's taking you, because look how it looks. It don't look right. But what we got to believe is what God's word says. Okay? So, if we do not conceive and give birth to God's word as Mary did, we cannot be a great nation. Came to this earth so that the blessing of Abraham could come on. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but I came to save it. So that the blessing of Abraham could come on this nation. Okay? So, God's kingdom, Gabriel told Mary, Jesus will rule over the kingdom forever, right? Said, you know, his nation will stand forever. Well, in order for God's forever in America, stay with godly principles. We got to conceive what God's will. Can this happen? For I'm just a virgin. And if, like I say, Terry, and I don't listen to news, but you can look on Facebook or you can see there's a whole lot of politicians, there's even some Christians, some so-called pastors that have run backwards, or as I say, they've crawfished. Okay? So here's the deal. We're not going to be like them. God doesn't need He just needs a remnant. He just needs somebody to say, "Okay, God, I'm your servant. Do to me all the promises." So, just as God gave the word to Mary, He's given the word to us in America. The Holy Spirit will come upon. He told Mary, He said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." You know, now, I'm not what I started rolling out of me. So what God's telling this nation, what He's getting ready to birth in this nation is going to be over. There's nothing in the natural. I mean, we've seen, we've got our hopes up because of this, our hopes up because of this, and it's failed. And the devil's tried to discourage us. But I felt like the Lord's saying to this nation, the Spirit of the Lord is coming in this nation. And you will conceive. When this nation conceives it, it will be. And we know that that the Bible talks about earth. We've heard the prophets like Dutch Sheets and Kenneth Copeland and Hank Kuderman and all that. The third great awakening has already started. And we know that we prayed for revival, and the Lord gave us the word to Larry when the revival's already started. So we've got to conceive that, no matter what it looks like. But here's what you go back. And whenever Mary had a little bit of doubt, God told Mary, He said, "What, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant. In her own, people used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son. And now is now in her sixth month." And I believe God is telling America, just as our relatives Israel was once in bondage to Egypt, I led them to the promised land. And I will do the same for America. I don't care what the people say. I don't care if they say there's no hope. Remember what they said about Elizabeth. For the word of God will never fail. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." The Americans and the church need to know God's word will never fail, no matter what it looks like. It will never fail. America's response and the church's response needs to be as Mary's. "Lord, we are your servant. May everything you have said about this nation come true." Here's what God said about this nation. Can anybody tell? Just somebody come up with something that they've heard a prophet. Right. Anybody else? America will be saved. Is a beacon of hope for all the world. There is a number of prophets that have prophesied about Trump being a two-term president. It's not about Trump or Biden. Because there's just as many crooked Republicans as there are Democrats. It's about good versus evil. And it's about right now the body of Christ standing up for what is true. And we cannot allow evil to override good. We can't allow dishonesty to override honesty. The Bible says the truth that you know is what will set you free. And I know one thing, that this nation, I wrote down here, to quote Saint, I may not be the smartest little boy, but I do know some saints. And I know that if we give in to the evil and ungodly side, we will be slaves to China, just like Israel was to Egypt. I also wrote down here that Rachel could even see the left wants to be God, but they're in bed with the devil. You might say, well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't care what you believe. I said, let's see what the devil would say. What did he say before he got thrown out of heaven? I want to be like God. Worship. What did he tell Jesus? You fall down and worship me and I'll give you the kingdoms. What's the left want to do? Well, they're trying to redefine everything the Word of God says. For example, God's Word that says don't shed innocent blood. The left says kill babies up until birth. The Bible says marriage is between one man and one woman. The left says, you can marry whoever you want, whatever you want. Same-sex marriage. The Bible says God created male and female. The left says you should be able to choose whatever you want to be. And like I say, we're created in God's image. And it's time that the body of Christ stands up and takes the rightful place. And like Terry was talking, we are in a time, God, I can't remember if it was Dutch Sheets or what, who it was I was listening to, but God told him, said, my mercy, I've allowed my mercy for a long time because I wanted to see him saved. But now because they have defied me, they're going to see my judgment. And that's what Terry's talking about. God is, he's a just God. He's given all, I mean, you can see how America's been going for years. So we can see that God's mercy has been going for years. But God said, enough is enough. And it's just, God's a covenant-keeping God. It's just like when the children of Israel was in bondage to Egypt, they cried out, heard him. Why did he hear him? Because he remembered his covenant. So as America has cried out in this time, God, we know that God hears us. Why? How do we know that? Because he remembers his covenant that our forefathers cut with him. And it's your and our responsibility to help bring in to earth in this nation what forefathers seen whenever on this nation. And the devil is going to do everything in his power to try to stop it. And that Lance Wallnau, he said that, I was listening to him this morning, and he said that he got an invitation to Trump Tower. He said, I didn't know who Donald Trump was. He said, I had heard about all the evangelicals that was on his prayer team. And he said, I went to get on the elevator, and he said, I was so thought myself as being so small that I walked up to the guy that I thought was the bellhop running the elevator. And he said, could you look? My name's Hank Wallnau. I want to see if I'm on the list. And he said, you are on the list. I put you on the list. And the guy that was over the bellhop, or that he thought was a bellhop, was Paula White's Kane's, one person in her ministry. And he said, how did you even know about me? He said, television deal. He said, you might catch me on YouTube. He said, he said, God told me, and that's why he said, remember, the lineage of Jesus come out of Leah, not Rachel. But he said, I was sitting there in that meeting, and he said, I felt so small. He said, I felt intimidated. He said, that's what the devil tried to do to you. He said, I sat in there at the table and being real quiet, not saying nothing. And he said, somebody kicked the chair that I was sitting in, about knocked the chair out from under me. And he said, I turned around, and it was the guy that was at the elevator. He said, you got something to say, you need to say it. And he said, so I said what I felt like the Lord told me to say. And he said, now, President Trump didn't take that advice when he said, that's fine, but said the people in his circle did, and they called me back. But what he was saying is what is so important right now for America is that if we allow the evil to win, God's hands are handcuffed. You know, people say, well, God's a sovereign God. He can do whatever he wants. Yeah, to. But if we're in another holy nation, then he's got the freedom to live. Here's what we as the body of Christ ought to do. It's why it's so important to declare what God's word. We've heard the prophets. America will be saved. America's greatest hour is yet to come. When we're speaking back words that God spoke to us. And we're coming in agreement with Him. And there, the people who listen to Dutch Sheets will know this. Remember the lady, and I think she's talking about this morning, that had the vision of the seven ambulances. Was that this morning? Or is this some other time? Okay. And she could see these seven ambulances. And she went to the ambulance and she looked in and the trying to work on someone, the gurney, and it's the attendant. And the attendant was an angel. And he said, I can't get no pulse. They're dead. And she went to all seven of the ambulances. And everyone on the gurney was dead. And one angel hollered, I have got a pulse. And they said, what did you do? And said, tell them the stories of old. It's just like what Terry, like whenever we give testimonies of like what God did for Nicole, what he did for me, what he did for Terry, what he's done for Bobby. When we give them testimonies, what that does when we come bring into remember what God says, that revives us. And those people that was on the gurney represented the intercessors, and they had died. They had been in intercessory for so long without seeing any results that they were hopeless, and they had given up, and they died. And the way they were revived is the angels started telling them the things of old. That's why it's so important for us as the body of Christ to read the Word and to read about just like this. I mean, when I talk, I talked about how Mary conceived. That's what America's going to have to do. America's going to have to conceive that we're a godly nation and we're going to stay a godly nation. And here's the thing about it is, we know that the way it looks right now, there's no way in the natural that it can happen. So what we're going to have to stand on is the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you. And it will overshadow you. And the power of the Holy Spirit is what is going to conceive into this nation. The thing about it is, if it would have been the deal Texas Everybody tell that the deal with Texas. That's what the deal. I can guarantee you where we are in the Christmas season. And that's when Christ was born. And you watch. I mean, there's too many prophecies that's come out around what Christmas. What God is birthing into this nation right now is going to be only God. Nobody's going to be able to explain it away. Just like the birth of Jesus. Nobody could explain that. They can only be God. And that's what's going to restore America. It can only be God. It's not about what we can do. We believed it was true, and we believe that no matter what His Word says, He was well able to do what He said. He's not a God that He could lie. And He's not one that changed. You know, I've heard people say, well, maybe it's God's will that the left or the Democratic Party get in. And like I say, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about good versus evil. And I know that God has not changed His mind. I'm not saying that Donald Trump's perfect, but I'm saying he is the most godly representative that we have right now. Because the left has already said what they're going to do. Now, why do you think that when Jesus went into the temple and he watched, you know, when he went into the temple, he watched. And he didn't say nothing. He left the temple. What did he do the next day? He went in and he overturned the money table. And he whipped them out of there. And he run them out. And he said, you've defiled the house of God. Or something. You made, yeah. But anyway. For what God's Word says, it's said and done. No matter how it turned out, like I told somebody the other day, if you can prove to me that the Democratic Party won, honestly, I'll accept it. Because, but if you can't, then it's about good versus evil. And that's what, like Terry said, the politicians are—they're in bed with the devil. I mean, you can see the—I mean, I've heard so many prophets talk about, you know, how people go in poor into politics and come. It's just in it for the money. Yeah, he's lost billions. Joe Biden went in dirt poor and he's won millions, billions. Don't give me that stuff. And these snowflakes that talk about, I don't like Donald Trump, he's this or that. Well, it's time to pull your britches up and notice who's standing up for the things of God. I don't care. It's like I told somebody, Shunner, it's not my responsibility to be politically correct. It's my responsibility to say what God's Word says. And, you know, the thing about it is, God knows how I am, and He knows that I'm going to be pretty crude sometimes. But whenever I say what I say, you don't have to wonder where I went. And that's the thing. The politicians are too concerned about what people think. And they're not concerned about what God said. And that's a lot of pastors. They're so concerned about, well, if I say this, I may offend somebody, and they may leave. I offend you, bye. You're not my source. I've been, God's called me to do something, and it's my responsibility to do. And it's to love. but to speak the truth. And the thing about it is, whenever we are concerned about people's faith, we will allow people to influence what we say. Because I remember there's a time when I was younger that, I mean, well, you know, I don't know how to really witness to somebody. You know, I wasn't the best kid, you know, around. So what are they going to think? Well, I don't care what they think. Because I've been set free. You know, the thing about it is, you look at Jesus' linen. And God made sure that was a harlot. When she come from Jericho, she was a harlot in Jericho. But whenever she went into the promised land, she was just like we are. She was saved, and her past was washed clean. Don't let anybody try to remind you about your past. Because God made sure that in Jesus' past, or in Jesus' lineage, there was all sorts of people that might not have been looked too highly on. You remember Judah, what he did? Didn't he have sex with his daughter-in-law? Well, that's ungodly. It is. But you know what? God used it. Why did God use it? So people couldn't say, well, God can't do that for me. I've done some bad things. God, Jesus come to set us free. You know, the thing that we need to remember, this season, God loved us enough. You know, we can look at the birth of Jesus, which we'll do Wednesday night, but everything up to even the person that God sent as the forerunner to Christ, there was no way in the natural that he should ever be in here. Remember? Elizabeth had been barren for years. And remember, the angel of the Lord talked to her husband, Zechariah, when he was in there doing his priest. And he couldn't believe it. So what happened? The Lord shut his mouth. Why did he shut his mouth? To keep him from speaking unbelief. And then when the baby was born, and they said, well, what do we need to name it, Zechariah or something? And he shook his head no. And then he said, well, you know, motion to give him a paper. And when he wrote down John and he spoke it out, his tongue was loosed. So here's says, and really, if it don't line up with what God's word says, we need to keep our mouth shut. Because, like, we're created in God's image, and God's words have creative power. So do ours. So, that I hope you got something out of that. But just as you spend time with your family this Christmas season, man, we got a whole lot of things to be thankful for. And the thing about it is, whenever it looks impossible, what do we need to keep in mind? God's word never fails. You know, it's it hurts. So I couldn't even breathe deep. I would need to cough, and I would keep myself from coughing because it hurts so bad. I mean, I broke ribs and everything else, and that hurt worse than any rib I've ever had broken. I don't know. It was just the devil. But I tell you what, I stood on the Word, and I said, I don't care how I feel. The Word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And I also said, devil, it also says that Jesus bore my pain. That pain doesn't belong to me, and I'm not taking it. And that's what we've got to do. We're at a point where it's gonna require more of us. You know, what I was going to tell you about that, Lance Wall now said when he was sitting there with in the Trump Tower, and they said that all these evangelicals had lectured him for like an hour or 45 minutes. Well, you need to be more humble. You need to be this. You need to be that. And said he'd walked in with his mother's Bible. And he said, after they had lectured him for a little bit, about 45 minutes, he said, I've got something to say. He said, okay. And he said, we, as the body of Christ, have become weak. And we have allowed this to happen. And that's exactly right. It's time for the body of Christ to be like David, to be like Jesus. We're of the lineage of the Lion of Judah. We've been given dominion and authority over all the works of the enemy. There's nothing that the devil can bring at us that we need to be afraid of. The devil, what's he trying to do? Tries to bring fear. I mean, those symptoms that I had, I told Terry, I said, the devil is trying to get me to take those are the exact same symptoms that my dad had 2 days before he died. Devil was trying to play with my mom. But there, that lunchbox anointing come out and I wasn't going to put up with it. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to stand our ground, and whenever the devil raises his head, box him upside the head. Because here's the thing. You've been given dominion and authority over the devil. He hasn't been given it over us. And the only way that the devil can be victorious over us is if we allow it. And it's time for the body of Christ to raise up and take its rightful place. And what has been prophesied over this nation, it's the body of Christ's responsibility to usher it in prayer. Just because it's been prayed doesn't mean it'll, or just because it's been prophesied, doesn't mean it'll come to pass. It's the body of Christ's responsibility to pray it in, to usher it in. So, Terry, you got anything? Jake, you? Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you for your word. Father, I thank you